Well, I desire an interest in your prayers this afternoon. We will, Lord willing, pick up where we left off this morning. Prayer, the scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. We are still interested in keeping in context, resisting the devil. Being aware of the fact that each and every one of us daily are in a spiritual battle with the enemy. He will use everything, every circumstance, every person that he can to try to discourage us. But the good news is, in all of this, is that we have victory through Christ. But we need to know how to fight a good warfare, and that's what we're interested in learning more as we go along, how to fight against the enemy and how to push back against him. So with that in mind, I'd like us to turn to 1 Kings in the 13th chapter. And there's a story there's a lot in this story, and we want to just get some of the highlights, so we will not read every verse for the sake of time. But I want us to keep in mind resisting the devil and what that means to us, and where this example, what could have been done differently. 1 Kings chapter 13, and there was the King Jeroboam had his hand. If you read through here, he put his hand out on the altar of the Lord and it dried up. And so it said he could not pull it in against him. So the king had a very damaged hand, all right? So this is the context of this story. So verse 6, the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. So keep in mind, there was a man of God that was able to make contact with the Lord. And when he prayed, God worked a miracle and the king's hand was restored. All right, so the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee reward. See, it's looking good, isn't it? King said to the man of God, come on, I'm going to reward you for what you've done. And the man of God said to the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. So here he was faced with a temptation. Now we're talking about resisting the devil. He was faced with a temptation because God had told him, do not eat or drink anything. And so the king said, if you'll come home with me, I'll give you a reward. And the prophet, the man of God, said, even if you gave me half of your house, I will not bow. You know, that's the kind of resolve that all of us need in serving the Lord. It doesn't matter what the devil offers, what the world offers, I will not bow. Kind of reminded of Peter just a little bit here. Lord, I'll die for you. And he pulled a sword out ready to fight for the Lord. But that's not the end of the story here. So if you keep reading, it said he went another way. Now verse 11, it said there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. And there's a lot in this, probably a lot of room for some discussion that is a little bit intriguing here. But there's another old prophet, and his sons came and told him about the work of this man of God, what he had done for the king. And it said that this other prophet saddled up his ass, and they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. You know, you're going to get in trouble after God has worked. You know, working for the Lord can kind of wear you out sometimes. When you're serving the Lord and you've been faithful and God has given you victories, it's not time to get lax. And that's the essence of this, because remember the scripture we read said praying always. And then he went on to say watching thereunto with all perseverance. The point I want us to get hold of is this afternoon in resisting the devil is to watch. Don't let down. Because I have found that sometimes after the blessings of the Lord have been the greatest in my life is when the enemy will attack the most. And that's true for ministers. Go to a meeting, go to revival, and the Lord really bless. You better just beware when you come home. Better beware because the enemy is going to work extra hard. He'll work extra hard before that as well. He's working on everyone, but when God has given you a victory, and you could say, you know what? I sought the Lord, and the Lord did something for me. If you go to camp meeting, how many of y'all have come home and testified how God really met you? All right. That's wonderful that God met you, but you better still watch. So the man of God had seen a miracle. God had answered his prayer. The king's hand had restored. But I'm a little weary, and I'm not accepting what the king had to offer, but he was under an oak tree. Be careful about sitting under an oak tree. I'm tired, but I've seen God work. And now another prophet comes along, and he says, come home with me and eat bread. Now it's someone professing to be a prophet that's saying this. And he said, I may not return with thee nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water. And he said, but I'm a prophet just like you are. And he said, an angel spake to me, and by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee unto thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. Well, here's someone now that says he's a prophet, and he said he had the word of the Lord, so I'll go ahead and do what he says to do. Do you know that that's just like the enemy this morning? He will use everybody and everything he can when God has given us a victory to try to steal that victory from us. And this is someone that was coming from an old prophet. So this is what happened. He disobeyed. In verse 23, it said, it came to pass after he'd eaten bread and drunk, he saddled him his ass to wilt for the prophet whom he brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way. So here's the man of God that had gone out to do God's work. Lord answered his prayer. And now someone else comes along and says, well, the Lord told me it's okay for you to come home. The word of God had been clear. Do not eat or drink until you get home. Don't do it. But he gave in to the influences around him, and he disobeyed the word of the Lord, and a lion came and slew him, and he died. So the scripture teaches us, as we talk about resisting the devil, the scripture teaches us to pray and to watch with all perseverance. So how have you been watching? You know what it takes to be a good watchman? What do you have to do to watch? Stay awake. Anybody struggling this afternoon? Do you know to be a good watchman? Used to in the military, and I don't know how often they actually did it, but it was on the law. I know it was in the military code of, that if you were caught sleeping on guard, you could be shot and put to death because it was such an important duty. Because they didn't want you to be casual. There's a possibility that the enemy is out there and we need dedicated people. While everybody else is living life and taking care of camp, we need dedicated people to be watching for the enemy. The Lord wants us to be that dedicated people that are dedicated to watching for the enemy. If the Lord says don't do it, don't do it. But when the enemy's going to come in many times is after we as a people have experienced some real victories. God's been really good. What a wonderful anointing the Spirit of the Lord gave us. You better watch it. The enemy's going to creep in some way and try to steal that victory. This prophet, if he would have kept a spirit of prayer, he would not have gone home with that other prophet. He would have said, you know what? The Lord gave a victory, but I want to tell you, God told me to do this. And that's what he did, but he caved. He got lazy. He wasn't watching. So I want to challenge us this afternoon to watch and pray. Don't give in. First Peter chapter 4 verse 7 says it this way. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. You know what that word watch actually means? And it means this in our text as well in Ephesians when he said, watching thereunto with all perseverance. It means to be sober. If you know that the enemy is out there, are you going to get casual about it? No, the enemy's out there and I may be tired, but I'm going to stay awake because there's danger out there. To be watchful means don't take it lightly. If we are going to be successful and resist the devil and come out victoriously, we're going to have to be watchful and observant and recognize where the enemy is. But it's when we get casual and lax that the enemy's going to slip through the back door. Because see, we're guarding the front door. We're not giving in to the world, and he'll come around a different way. He'll come in as an angel of light. He'll come in the cloak of the Word of God. Because didn't the devil quote Scripture? So you better know what the Bible teaches so you can keep it in context. Heard people say, well, I've studied and the Scripture says thus and thus. Well, let's look at the whole thing. What is the tenor of the Scripture? What is the principles of the Scripture? So we need to be watchful and careful and be sober because the end is at hand. If you knew that someone was going to break into your house tonight, would you go to sleep? If you knew a thief was going to come, would you go to sleep? What would you do? You check the windows and you check the doors and you would stand there or sit there, however, and be ready. I see a few smiles on your face. Some of you might do different things. But it would be a good time to not just be praying. I think I'd be praying with my eyes open, doing some watching with it. You understand? Remember, we went somewhere one time and came home and someone had broken in and stole all my tools. They got into my desk and took some personal things that were meaningful. And they, if I would have known, and I know who did it, but if I would have known, I would have been there. And they thought I was gone and they come creeping in, open up the door, breaking in the window. Guess what? I'm here. I'm watching over my stuff. Folks, we need to watch over our stuff. It's when we are not watching that the enemy creeps in. And I'm going to say to the parents here, and I wish there were more here this afternoon, but I'm going to warn you about something. If you question something about your children, God didn't give you those inclinations for nothing. I have found more often than not when I thought something wasn't right, it wasn't right. And I've seen other parents, even when you tell them, they think, oh no, it's fine. It's like, you just wait, and they were found out wrong. When something doesn't seem right, you better start being watchful. If you have some suspicions about something, you better follow through with it. Because, and I'm talking spiritually now, but as parents, we have to be careful, understand? But I've found that in life that we need to watch the stuff. We're saved, we love the Lord, but the devil will try to steal our victories. So let's not get complacent. Let's not get lazy. Yes, God gave me a victory. It's not time to put it in neutral. It's time to keep going forward, being observant and watchful. You know what happened after 9/11? You know, you heard more about prayer in the news. Remember that? Do you know why? Because people knew they needed God. We're in trouble, so we pray. You know what happens around time? I've seen it so many times. Taking care of funerals in unsaved family members, they're some of the prayingest people you can find. But after a week or a month, they're not interested in the things of God anymore. I was just grieving. I lost my child. I lost my mom. I lost my dad. And they're praying, and oh, I want to be what God wants me to be. And a month later, you say, where are they? Well, they're over the crisis, so they thought. Hurricanes come, tornadoes come. What do? They pray. You know, when the atheist is about ready to get hit by a car, the atheist prays many times. They start calling out on God's name because we're in trouble. This morning, or this afternoon, the point is this. The Scripture says the end of all things is at hand. We are getting close to the end of time. We need to be watchful and sober, recognizing if this is a game to us, if we're not all in, we're going to cave to the enemy. So let's open up our eyes and recognize where the enemy's working. Have you ever had something happen and you could say it's this person or that thing, but if you can look beyond that to the spiritual battle, say, you know what? The enemy's going to try to do something here. We've got to be careful here because the enemy's at work. We are not ignorant of Satan and his devices. But if we get lax, we're not going to be watching. We'll just start kind of going along. We're saved. See, I've got my helmet of salvation. I've got the sword of the Spirit. I'm all equipped and I'm all good. And we start nodding off. What is the most powerful weapon in your hand? How much good is it if you're sleeping when the enemy comes? It doesn't work, does it? So if we're going to resist the devil, we need to wake up. The end is at hand. Be on guard daily. If you get hurt, do you know that if anybody here ever been hurt by something? You know when you get hurt, you're vulnerable? When you get hurt, someone hurts you, you know that's a time to think, you know what? The devil's going to be right there. Be watchful. When someone doesn't treat you right, be watchful. Be watchful and prayerful. And you can overcome the enemy, push back against him. But there has to be an awareness of where the enemy works. Jesus said, very familiar passage of Scripture in Matthew 26:41. He told his disciples, he said, watch and pray that what? That you enter not into temptation. For the Spirit is willing, but what? But the flesh is weak. We all understand our flesh is weak. Want to resist temptation? How do we do it? By being watchful and praying. With all perseverance. Don't give up. Don't let down. Honorable intentions, folks, won't get us through. Good intentions won't get us. Well, I don't want to give in to the enemy. Are you watching for him? Do you see where he's working? When you can recognize the enemy and pinpoint where he is, you know, it will enable us to know how to effectively fight him. But we're going to have to be awake to recognize it. If we're sleeping, Jesus said, it's when in the nighttime when we're sleeping is when the enemy comes in and he starts sowing his seed, isn't it? Seeds of casualness, seeds of being careless, seeds of the world. Because I'm not watching, and pretty soon I've let the world creep into my life. I say, how did I get here? You weren't watching. We weren't being careful. Have you ever recognized that you had a little bit of bitterness? You know bitterness will take us to hell. Is that too strong? Bitterness will take us to hell. Because where there's bitterness, there is grace to forgive and let go and commit things to God. But I'm talking about when you know it. But when it comes to mind, if something comes up and you recognize, wait, I've got an attitude that's not right. That doesn't mean you're going to go to hell. That's the Spirit of the Lord saying, listen, take care of this. Don't leave this in your life or it's going to take you down a road that's wrong. Be watchful and open for the Spirit of the Lord to reveal the enemy. You know what? I am feeling bitter about that. I know what to do with it now. I can bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I need some help here. And you know, when we take that watchfulness and that prayerfulness, we're going to find the victories and conquer the enemy in those areas. So watch and pray. If we don't watch and pray this afternoon, the armor will not be effectual. And so this scripture then says, praying always, okay, pray without ceasing. With all prayer, all types of prayer, supplication, seeking the Lord in the Spirit, and watching thereunto. In other words, be sober. Be aware of where the enemies work. Be aware of potential pitfalls. Be aware of the snares and the traps that the enemy has laid. You know, there are some things that experience will tell you where there are traps. And you young people, it's wise to listen to your elders because there are some traps that they can say, listen, okay, you're going down that path, but I want to tell you what, there's a trap laid right there. There's a snare right there. Be aware. And they say, oh, it's all right. No, you better be aware. It's going to happen. If you go down that path, it's going to catch you. Let's be willing to take some counsel and advice too. So he said to watch thereunto with all perseverance. I know we get spiritually tired sometimes. We get physically tired and we get spiritually tired. But I want to encourage us not to faint, by the way. Let's stay awake. There's a time for physical sleep and I'm thankful for that. But we cannot afford to go to sleep spiritually. We just can't afford. So watch with all perseverance. And then he ended this way. He said, and supplication for all the saints. In other words, don't only pray for yourself, but pray for the saints. Pray for your brothers and sisters in the Lord. If you think you're struggling, your brothers and sisters might be struggling too. So pray for them. Don't get weary and discouraged. But here's the joy. And this is where I want to end, Lord willing, this little series, at least for the moment. When the disciples came back, Jesus sent the 70 out, and it said they came back rejoicing, because this is found in Luke chapter 10, because he said, even the devils are subject unto us. They have power over the enemy. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In other words, he had power in people's lives, but through the power of Jesus, they were able to resist the enemy and be victorious. This morning, this afternoon, we have authority over the enemy through the power of Jesus Christ. So while these are some tools, these are some methods and things that Lord has equipped us with, this is not a series of messages about defeat. I don't want to give the devil too much credibility, but I want to understand him. I want to know how he works. But more than that, I want to know how I can be equipped to come out with victory in my life when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will be able to come through and enable all of us to conquer the enemy. So let's end on a positive note. Jesus saw Satan fall because his power was greater. Greater is he that is where? In you than he that is in the world. And in the book of Revelation, they overcame him. The accuser of the brethren was cast down because it said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. If you will keep your love fervent for God, be sober, be vigilant, be aware, be watchful, knowing the devil is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Ours is the victory today through Christ. So keep praying, keep watching, and one day we're just, again, we're going to be able to make it to heaven with victory because the Lord has given us everything we need to conquer the devil. So if you feel like you're at the end of your resources, come back to the Lord in prayer and know He will give you what you need to have victory over the enemy. Amen.